Welcome to The Artist's Voice with Karen Hutton. This is a blogcast full of musings and bite-sized notions about finding your artistic voice in photography and the creative process. It's all on my blog at karenhutton.com. So without further ado, here's today's episode. Well, hello, 2018. Let's get this party started, shall we? Yeah, I know we're already into an entire triad of weeks into the year, but this time of year, I often hole up for a bit to kind of, you know, think things over. Everybody always says you have to be consistent when it comes to blog posting, social posting, and all that, but hey, I don't always feel like doing the talking. Sometimes I just like to listen for a while, but hey, that's me. Call me an artist. Call me flaky. Just don't call me late for dinner. That was my mom's favorite joke. It was so dorky, I had to share it. Anywho, now I'm back and I'm ready to chat with y'all about all kinds of things. I may even have a rant or two up my sleeve, I'm just saying, so buckle up. But today's post is pretty mellow. It's about something I'm playing with over on Instagram, and I'm at Karen Hutton over there in case we're not connected, all social-like. We can get that way. Anyway, I'm having a bit of fun with series and themes over there. Some of you may know that I've been doing 12-part series for the past few months on Instagram. You might ask, why 12? Oh, I don't know, because that's the number that covers up the screen pretty well on my iPhone, and I like themes. Pretty scientific, huh? It's also the number for spiritual perfection, so it works for me on both counts, and there you go. Anyway, last year I was doing visual themes, which is fun to do if you haven't ever tried that. Like, you know, sunsets, the color blue, medieval towns in France, you know, that sort of thing. I did that for a while, and then I thought it would be fun, my key word is always fun, to post in themes that might also have some food for thought in your approach to your photography. They're the things I do in my own work, and I also teach people in workshops and retreats and stuff, so why not share some of those notions in tasty little morsels? It still looks cool visually, and it gives back in ways that might give folks something to think about. I started with single subjects. When it comes to my own photography, I always think in terms of stories and movies. Some of you may know that about me. So this single subject thing, in that context, would be like your central character, your main dame, the one around whom your story revolves. Everything else is there to qualify, support, and further define her. And as the screenwriter of this little movie, your choice of who they are and what they do and say pretty much all points back to this one grande dame. Now, this single subject notion may seem stupid simple to you and totally obvious at the outset, but it gets more complex as the view and the story, i.e. your composition, becomes richer and deeper, which is why you gotta anchor the whole idea in your head solidly, securely, and simply so that it grows with you and you don't lose it. Translated into photography, your single subject grande dame is whatever you choose as your focus. Some people call it the hero of the shot, but I think that's too limiting, because in real life, everything is way more nuanced than who's the hero, and photography is a lot like life. So, what do you love? This is why I always go back to, what do you love? Because in art, what you're trying to capture is the firefly called emotion. So, what do you feel? And what do you want your viewers to feel? You gotta be clear about what that central emotional response is and how you'd most love to frame it. Otherwise, your images just end up as wandering generalities, which is another of my mom's favorite phrases. Anyway, without the specificity, your images just won't land in anyone's hearts and souls. All you'll hear is next, and that kind of sucks. So here's another thing. With so much visual noise going on all the time out there, an image with a single focus really lets your brain relax. You can breathe, and then slowly start to notice all the other supporting players in its elegant and poignant soliloquy. So here's an idea to play with this. Next time you go out to shoot, find your main character, your grande dame, the one element that your entire reason for taking that photo is all about. You'll find it changes how you see, how you feel, how specific your compositions become. Did I mention the massive importance of being specific? Ah, well then that'll have to be a post all to itself. In the meantime, here are a few more single subject, single frame movies for your consideration. Right here I'm referring to the sunflower, the big macro sunflower, which is clearly a flower. Yep, she's the subject, But, you see, once chosen, you have to decide how to light her, frame her face, where to focus the lens. Lots of decisions for such a simple notion. Now the image of the chicken. You see, humor and surprise usually go together. And remember, what you put into a composition around your grande dame further defines and illustrates her. But she's our main focus. So you see, the chicken and the wine glass is surprising, kind of funny, and makes you wonder, what's going on here? It's like that joke. So this chicken walks into a bar. Oh, her name is Genevieve, by the way. She lives at Skylark B&B in Grasse, France. Now, the image with the droplet at the end of the pine needle, the thing I wanted to say about that is that in landscape and nature photography, don't forget the intimate views. They are usually exquisite in completely different ways than the grand epic views and further define your story of the glory of nature and of your experience of standing out in the middle of her, which sounds kind of weird, but you know what I'm saying. And then right after that is the big mountain with the pink top, kind of framed by the pine trees on the sides. So each of these photos, the macro one and then the big mountain with the last kiss of sun, they are each single subject ideas, and they could easily be from the same time and location. You could have been out there for an hour and photographed the macro and then turned around and photographed this sunset. That is, if you remember to tune your eyes and your mind to the entire experience of being out there in all this fabulousness. Now, the image of Mont Saint-Michel, which is an icon, a fairy tale. People see her from afar and gasp. Yet to the sheep and to the townsfolk, she is just part of everyday life in their village. She possesses her own brand of magic and has for centuries. So saith my character description from the screenplay of this composition. So this whole idea is really important, especially as compositions become more complex. You see, the single focus helps anchor the story. The story in this case of this image from Death Valley, this sunrise, richly hued, incredible sunrise, is a story of wonder, of impossible color, grandeur, and light. It's a tale of time spelled out by eons, and of a single moment where nothing else mattered. Because you see, without a single focus for such an epic adventure, who the heck is leading the charge? So there you have it. Single subjects which start simply singular. But which, like the Matahara or Luke Skywalker, depending upon your generation, serve to anchor your story, no matter how many sequels you write. It's just a little food for thought, and I would love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. See you next time.